In this episode, I share with you how you have the ability to influence other people in the healing process. I share some stories, some lessons, and some personal experiences that have allowed me to share this episode with you. Prepare to open your mind and open your heart to some infinite possibilities. Hello and welcome to the James Grantstrom Podcast, Super Soul Model Series, where I help people tune and tap into their natural state of well-being. In this episode, I want to share with you how you can help others begin to heal through your influence. Healing means to make whole again. And the word holy stems from the word whole. And healing and the word whole can be used interchangeably because when you're in need of healing, it means you're in need of becoming whole again. And when you're young, you are whole. And as we move through life, we pick up different thought programs, we go through life experiences, and we become challenged through different things that happen to us and things that happen to other people. And sometimes we feel as though that we've got no control. And I want to share with you in this episode how you have the ability to influence others to heal. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to do the healing consciously. It means that at some level, you are going to be able to influence another to heal. And that's where Jesus was talking about. He said, you can do all these things I can do and more. What I want to share with you is something that happened to me quite a few years ago that made me understand and look at the way that we have the ability to influence others and to heal just through our own energy. And everybody knows somebody that is going through a tough time or going through a challenge that needs some level of healing. And I want to share with you some practical tools and takeaways where you can begin to influence other people through your own mind, body, and soul. I've been fascinated with healing since I was a kid. When I was young, I was highly empathetic, which meant I felt other people's vibes, I felt other people's energy. And when they didn't feel great, the natural proclivity that I had was to try and go and make them feel better in some kind of way. I could just pick up these subtle feelings about how the people were, you know, what they were going through at that time. And so I went around trying to uplift people and make them feel better. But often I would suffer as a result of picking up their vibe. Sometimes if someone was really upset or depressed or low, I'd feel that energy and think that that was me. But it was only later in life when I became more conscious and I had a spiritual awakening, it made me understand that I had the ability to not only hold my energy, but to help them heal through my influence. And it wasn't my job to go around healing every single body or go around, should I say, influencing them to a higher vibe. It was my job to make sure that I could remain centered and grounding and effervesce a good feeling energy, which is what I want to share with you in this episode. And that is how you can begin the healing process. Back in the year 2004, I went on a retreat shortly after I'd began a meditation practice. And I went to a place in Hawaii where the land and the sea met each other. And it was the most beautiful place. The whales would come in and bring their calves. There was rainbows, there were full moons. I was on an organic, beautiful, eco-friendly place where they were serving plant-based food. It was the perfect environment for me to have an experience which allowed me to then come back to London and see the world through a new set of eyes, through a new perspective. Because whilst I was there on my very last night, I had a spiritual experience that allowed me to move through my head into my heart and down into my solar plexus, where my body would begin to vibrate at this different frequency, this really high frequency. Now, this is a time when I just literally stopped drinking, just moving into a plant-based diet, and I'd been meditating for a few months. So it was like the energy was fine-tuning itself higher in order for me to receive this higher frequency, this higher energy. I like to call it divine energy, but really what it was a feeling of overwhelming love that was pulsating through my system, a bit like liquid love. And I was in this experience, which I don't really share, but I'm here happily and candidly explaining with you, where my body would vibrate and feel really high. Now, about a week after this, I could not eat. I literally, from this experience of 15 minutes where I was in this high frequency space, it felt like all my chakras were opening, but it was really pulsating out my solar plexus. And I couldn't eat. I just did not want to eat. But what I did want to do was drink water. So whenever I'd go to the fridge and try and eat something, I couldn't eat anything. And this whole experience made me look at life through a completely different lens. Now, this is someone such as myself who used to party, take recreational drugs, who used to drink a lot. And here I am having this phenomenal, outrageous spiritual experience that I didn't even know that was coming to me, that made me see life differently. Because it's what the events that happened shortly afterwards that made me see things differently. So when I returned back to the UK after being in Hawaii for that retreat, what I experienced was first of all, that I wasn't hungry and I wanted to just drink water. So that meant that my body was acclimating to a higher vibe. And then second of all, it was the beautiful things that were happening to the people around me. Everyone I seemed to come into contact with was having something great happen to them. So for instance, my sister lost her job and she really wanted it back. And she called me back about a day or so later saying she got a job back. My friend called me up to say he really wanted a job and he got one again the next day that he had applied for. My friend's girlfriend who came round to our flat whilst we were there, she won a small fortune in the lottery, which was amazing, you know, and I was there while she got the numbers come through. I think she got like four numbers or something come through. I came into some unexpected money as I walked through the door. There was a big check, a tax rebate that I was not expecting. But also, I got another buyout on a modeling job that I'd done, which completely covered more than enough for my trip to Hawaii as well, which was, you know, a few thousand pounds. And it was all these beautiful things happening in my experience that made me think, my golly, this is no coincidence. There's something going on with me as a result of this experience that has helped influence other people in some kind of beautiful, uplifting way. Now, it wasn't that anybody had anything major or chronic going on with their health, but there was something going on that was creating an uplifting vibe that was influencing people when they were around me. Now, I had to just look at all these experiences. There were like six or seven experiences within the space of a few days that were just uncanny, that it couldn't be coincidence anymore. So I knew it had to be me. And I knew it had to be this new level of energy that I was pulsating at. Even my friends came back and said, wow, you feel so calm. God, I like this new vibe that you're at. So I knew it was all about vibration. And that experience led me to think, my golly, we do have the ability to help others heal. We have the ability to influence others to a higher frequency. And we have the ability to allow people to feel whole again or heal just through our holding a high resonant loving frequency. So what I want to do is I want to share with you some ways, some practical ways where you can influence others to healing. Like I said, it doesn't mean that they're actually going to heal because the healing has to happen within themselves, but you have the ability to influence their healing by you holding a higher frequency and a higher energy. So the first thing I want to share with you is showering someone in beautiful, radiant, golden light. Now, I learned this from Mike Dooley. Mike Dooley is a speaker and author, and he was doing a show, and I think it was in Chicago, and someone was supposed to come to this seminar and speech that he was giving, but they found out about half an hour before that one of the guests in the audience that they'd never met had a car accident. And so Mike, being the spiritual teacher that he is, he said, let's shower this person in golden light, in beautiful, radiant golden light. And so he got the whole audience of about 300 people or so to think of this person that they'd never met and imagine them being showered in beautiful, radiant golden light. And in doing so, they just forgot about it. And I think it was about 5 weeks later, Mike got an email from somebody and said, listen, I don't know why I feel inspired to be able to tell you this, but I just want to tell you anyway. I was supposed to come to your talk in Chicago only to find that I was in a car crash and it was pretty bad. And I'm recovering very, very well indeed. But I just wanted to say, and I'm quite skeptical about this, is that on that day, I felt real love. I felt real golden light. I don't know if that means anything to you, but I just wanted to share that experience because I feel as though it's contributed to my recovery and my good recovery. So anyway, just thanks, Mike. And I just wanted to share that story. I don't know if that means anything to you. Hope to see you on your next talk. So Mike was flabbergasted when he heard that because he'd never met the person. And he got confirmation that the light that he'd sent to that person who'd had the accident that he'd never met and with the audience contributed to helping them recover. So that is why sending people golden light can be really powerful in helping them aid and influence their recovery and influence their healing. And the best way to do it is close your eyes, send a smile and shower them in this beautiful golden radiant light. And the best time to do it is always and only when you feel good or you feel calm or you feel peaceful. Because anything that you send out when you feel worried, anxious, concerned, or any of those lower emotions will come back. So you always want to send from the higher frequency. You always want to send that feeling and that light and that love and that good feeling from a feeling of calm, peace, happiness, love, and contentment. So that is the most important thing when sending out that golden light. Number two, another way that you can begin to help aid the healing process for somebody else is by saying, why is such and such happy, healthy, and whole? And if you say that, what you're actually doing is you're seeing it as if it's already done. And the mind, when you use it in that back to front way by saying, why is such and such happy, healthy, and whole and healed? What you're actually doing is, as you're saying, it's done. And so your mind filters everything out and allows you to see that. The third thing you can do is saying, thank you for such and such as healing. And thank you for them being happy, healthy, and whole. Because when you say thank you in advance, that is the prayer. The prayer always has to be of thanks. It is done. It's not going to be done. It's not going to be done in the future. It's done right now. So that is how you help influence the healing. Another practical thing you can do is the Ho'oponopono. And the Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian traditional spiritual cleansing prayer. And it consists of four phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. And when you say these few phrases, what it does is it begins to cleanse the way you see yourself and the way you see other people. And when you want to help others heal, you also want to heal that within yourself. So saying those four phrases silently to yourself over and over again creates the space where healing begins within yourself and the healing begins within the world at large and the subject that you're directing your attention to. Because when you tell someone you love them, they always feel better. When you say, I'm sorry, and you've done something wrong, it makes someone feel better. When you say, please forgive me, to yourself or someone other, it allows that grace. When you say, thank you, you're tapping into the frequency of appreciation. All of these are high frequency emotions that get stored in the body. And when the body starts operating at these higher frequencies, your body stores all these positive emotions and you start to align and be whole and help the world heal around you. This is what I was experiencing back in that Hawaiian experience where I was having that 15 minutes of divine energy pouring through me. Now, I believe we all have the ability to have this divine energy flowing through you. But the question is, are you allowing it or not? You've got to think of yourself like a faucet or a tap. You're either allowing it to open through your open-mindedness, your open-heartedness, your experience to possibility and infinite possibilities, or you're closing it off by saying, no, that's not possible, or no, I don't believe that. But you can only believe what you believe. The next thing you can do to aid healing in another is by doing this, by asking yourself, what if everything's going to be okay for them? What if everything's going to come together? What if this all works out even better than we can imagine? By making those statements, you're actually diffusing any heavy negative attachments because the what if allows the mind to open. And especially when it's followed by something positive. Well, what if everything's going to be all right? What if this is going to be all right? Because all healing has to start with feeling. And when you feel hopeful, that is the difference between healing and not. And so being someone who can hold the space of hope, hold the space of knowing, hold the space of faith, hold the space of belief, you're actually beginning to help them feel whole again. When you are whole, you feel great. When you are whole, you feel happy. When you are whole, you feel calm and content and confident. And when you're experiencing a challenge, for that moment, you might not be whole. And so you want to constantly remind yourself of your infinite potential and of other people's infinite potential. And that's why I love to hold this space on this podcast to remind you of your infinite potential and what you're capable of. We are capable of so many amazing things that we are yet to discover and that you're yet to discover within yourself. And healing is a part of you that you can tap into by understanding that your energy really does influence other people. The most important energy in the world that's healing is love. That is why we are all here. If you want success and you want good fortune, you also want someone to share it with, because without it, you'd feel empty. Feeling loved and being loving is the highest reward, because when you get to the end of your life, you want to think, how much did I love? How much did I contribute? How much did I make a positive impact on this planet? And what legacy of love did I leave behind? And you can do that on a day-to-day basis with little small things that you can do that create positive change and positive ripples. You will never know to every extent what positive ripple through a good deed that you may have done, or through good thoughts that you may have sent out, or through good vibes you may have sent out. But I know this for sure: happiness is your greatest gift you can give to the planet. Happiness is when you are whole. And if you are seeing someone else suffer, being upset for them, being miserable for them, being sad for them, even though grief might be present, your happiness is how you help them heal. Your happiness is the influence that allows them to see that there is hope. And so it's not to say that you deny that that is going on, but what I'm trying to say is that you have to be in a state of alignment to help other people influence to a higher energetic state. And the better you feel, the more impact you have, because love is non-local and happiness is non-local. Everybody picks up on vibrations and frequency. And when you feel loving, when you feel happy, when you feel good, you are helping other people in your sphere of influence and your sphere of love and the people that you care about. So that is a very practical tool that you can think about when you're wanting other people to heal. Are you happy? Because if you're happy, you're helping them. Are you sending love? Are you expecting the best for them? Your positive expectation for somebody healing is a very powerful influencing mechanism that you can do. But that takes great faith, and that takes great knowing of how we impact one another with our energy. You just need to go into a room and realize that when you feel great, people respond to you. And when you feel lucky, good stuff happens to you. That is because you're operating on a higher frequency. And the same happens when you're wanting other people to heal and you're wanting to influence them to healing. You want to realize that you are steady, you are sure, you are knowing. You'd always want someone to give you a hand up or a leg up if they're sure-footed, steady, and confident, rather than someone who's shaky and sad and miserable. You always want someone who's more sure-footed, calm and confident and strong to give you a lift up. That has to come from you. And as soon as you understand this, it becomes your duty to realize that you can make a positive impact just through your energy alone, just through your happiness alone, just through your knowing that you have the ability to send love and receive love and be love and have positive expectation for one another. That is how you help other people heal. Another thing you can do to help the healing process is just by thinking of happy, healthy memories that you had of that person. Because sometimes you might not be able to visualize a future where all is well, but you can go back into happy, healthy memories, and that activates the emotion within you that gets sent out. It's all about activating the emotion within you of love, happiness, health, healing, and wholeness. As soon as you start to feel that inside of your body, you send that frequency out. So what you are is actually an energy transmitter. And each time you're sending out these beautiful, positive, uplifting vibes, the people in your sphere are picking them up. That's what happened to me when I came back from Hawaii after that spiritual experience. And that's what I realized, that we all have the ability to heal and influence. There's one caveat being able to aid people into health and healing. And that is, don't look for evidence too soon. Let it come when it comes. Because all healing happens naturally. It's like Mother Nature. Mother Nature allows that leaf to unwrap when it's ready. It allows the fruit to fall from the tree when it's ready. It allows the sprouts to shoot up when the time is ready. And the same happens with healing. You don't know necessarily when a cut or a scab is going to heal, on what day and what time. The same thing applies with Mother Nature. It all happens in divine time. It all happens in nature's time. So allow that to happen naturally, and you will also be a channel, because if you look for evidence too soon, it's kind of like you're digging up the seeds of wholeness. You just got to let it happen naturally. And there's two other things that will help you aid your healing process. The first thing is not to be around toxic chemicals. The other is not to drink too much alcohol, because that lowers your frequency and lowers your vibration. The other thing is to make sure that you're having more healthy whole foods and fruits and legumes and veggies, and drinking a lot more water. Because what that does is naturally raises the vibration within your body, which allows you to feel those higher feeling emotions. The other thing to do is obviously practice gratitude and appreciation and send out good vibes to people like that golden light. And last but not least, every time you meditate, every time you begin to quiet your mind, whether that's in a meditation practice at home or you're out in the woods, in your nature, you're just allowing your mind to calm. What you're doing is you're reducing resistance inside of your body, which is allowing your natural frequency to rise, because you being in a state of alignment means you're an energy transmitter in your sphere of influence that's around you. Everybody's going through something, and they're also learning through that experience. And whilst it's not your job to heal everybody, you can influence through your own positive energy. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it's inspired you in some kind of way to think that you have some level of influence in helping other people begin to aid their healing process. Remember, there is divine will going on, and there is your will. And you want to merge with the divine will to get the best experience. And that's always when you're in a state of happiness, health, calm, and well-being, because your natural state of alignment is really the healer. And until the next time, I wish you green lights all the way. Thanks for listening to this episode. And if you've been inspired in some kind of way, please consider liking, subscribing, sharing, and even leaving a review. That would make a big difference. I really am grateful for your continued support, and thank you for listening.